Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have an exclusive with a New York comedian, Sam Bloomstone. He's tall. He's cute. I don't know if you're tall, but you're cute. You have nice hair. I discovered you last night when somebody sent me the video of your set last night, which you were very funny, but something very disturbing happened with a Real Housewife. So why don't you tell us the whole deal?
That is correct. Well, thank you for having me on, Heather, and excited to give you the juicy scoop here. Basically, 2 weeks ago, I was invited to perform on a show. It was Chanel Omari's show. She's a stand-up comedian in New York. She's great. She has a podcast, Chanel in the City. She has All-Star Comedy Show. She's great. But she had me on this show, and it was a great show. Mark Norman was on the lineup, Aaron Berg. The crowd was a little soft to start out, not really loving a lot of these jokes. Then there was some chiming in from audience members. I get up on the stage. That's when it all sort of went south, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I had gone out. I did like three jokes. My set was going well. And then I didn't even know they were the Housewives at the time. I just like had some rumblings. They might have been at the show. I had no idea. So I do like three shows. They won't even let me get through jokes, this group of women right in the front row. And they're not even like heckling me at this point. They're like, yes, we agree. Yes, yes. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So then they start really heckling me. Like I had a joke where I'm talking about, you know, how I'm not great at flirting. And they weren't having it and wouldn't even let me get through the setup. So then they're just relentless. I think someone was wearing sunglasses. We were going back and forth. I yelled at them. In my Trump impression, I was like, well, I got to tell you, folks, we don't like this woman. I mean, it's like she's running an AOC meeting. She keeps chiming in, frankly. But, you know, I was just yelling at them. I was just rattled. And then she kept chiming in. This was Ebony at this point. So
Ebony Ebony K. Williams from Real Housewives of New York. Okay, continue.
Correct. Yeah, so Ebony K., she was chiming in the whole night. I could see her not loving like Mark Norman's joke, Aaron Berg's joke. So I was like, you know what? That's it. What's the most offensive thing I could say right now? Let me make fun of this woman's shoes. So I brought in my JCPenney's comment. I said, listen, JCPenney's collection, let's relax. And I guess that was like the rudest thing I could have said in the world, just you know, downgrading her Italian leather shoes. but she came up and I still had no idea it was Ebony K. Williams. I was basically
nobody does have any idea. I mean, it was the worst rated season in the history of Real Housewives of New York.
Dang it, Heather, get it all out. Let's go.
And it was her first season. And I want you to finish story and then I'm going to talk about how much it upset me when I saw it last night. So continue.
Yeah. So Ebony storms the stage. This has never happened to me.
I love the word storm. I love the word stormed, by the way, like storming the Capitol, because it was like that. Yeah. Continue.
I wouldn't say it was exactly like that.
But, I felt it. I honestly, it upset me just as much, but go on. As a stand-up comic, it upset me just as much. Go on.
Yeah. No. And you'll know, like if that happens at, you know, Gotham or, you know, the Stand, other clubs in New York, they're getting brought out by security. So I was like looking around for a second, a little confused.
What club was this?
This was at Broadway Comedy Club.
Okay.
In the downstairs, the main room.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, she storms the stage. And to be honest, if it was a guy, I probably would have reacted differently, like more defensively, like what's going on. But you know, she looked harmless. So Ebony grabs the mic, just, you know, refusing to not take it. And, you know, she starts chiming in at me about some things I said. And, you know, she starts talking, it's about respecting me. I'm like, is this about the shoes still? Like, wow, I really struck a chord with that. And then she just went back and forth. She got off the stage then she got back on.
Oh, so later, because I only saw the video, she came back on at more. Did she come back on more than what you posted?
So she sat down for like a split second.
Oh, and then she comes back. Yeah.
Because she was like, I got to talk about my shoes one more time.
Yeah, you know, right. What
I mean? I got to.
Mention that they're Italian shoes.
New York City crowd. No, I'm not shopping at JCPenney or Burlington Coat Factory. I'm wearing Italian. And then I chimed back with a comment she did not like.
Which was a funny joke.
Yes. Thank you. She was like, she's like, these boots are Italian. These are Italian. And I was like, well, I'm sure a bunch of Italians have been inside. And then she did not like that. So I think the film cut off there, but you know, people were saying get off the stage. Then people were, you know, just screaming at her, like, this is a comedy show, isn't it? And then it kind of went south. And I think I ended my set saying, give it up to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, it was a rough set. And then I mean, right after I got off stage, then I started to put it together. I was like, oh, these are the housewives. And that might be why, you know, they let them stay on stage, because they have that clout, I guess. you're shaking your head.
It's like,
but yeah, it was wild. And it was all 3 minutes, just happened like that out of nowhere. And I've had people heckle me. Obviously, I do stand-up comedy, but I've never had anyone come on stage and grab the mic and then security be nowhere to be found. Kind of like storming the Capitol.
I just want to say, I'm furious. I'm furious. I want this exposed to people to know how incredibly wrong she is. And I want this to get out to her. I'm disgusted by her as a woman. The fact that she came up, felt that she was entitled enough to do that, ruin someone's act, and think that she had a right to comment on what you were saying to her as she continued to interrupt your act. Let me just speak to the people that are not familiar with comedy clubs. And I believe that Ebony, this was not the first time she'd been to a comedy club. She's 38 years old. We know she's an attorney. I think at one point she's been to one. You don't interrupt the comic, and you certainly never get up on stage and literally grab the mic. And then she tried to school you and said, and I can tell you don't want to say everything she said, so I'm going to say it for you. She said, oh, it's about, first of all, she said, you're not funny. And then she said, and it's about respecting a Black queen. Well, what kind of respect did she give you? Okay. And I am just so, listen, I have created the monster of the Real Housewives. I've watched them for 15 years. I've had them on my show. I get people to watch the shows. I thoroughly enjoy it. But the monsters that we create as Bravo fans, it's absolutely horrifying. And she might be the worst, especially just one season. Like, what?
Yeah, I've never watched a show.
Are you talking? Well, let me just tell you.
My mom once in high school, I remember there was a lot of white wine and smeared makeup, but that's really it. We were at dinner and I was like connecting the dots and I was like, wait, I feel like the name Ramona is familiar. I was like, do you guys know Ramona? And they're like, you know Ramona? I was like, I really don't, like, relax. but no, Ebony, in Ebony's defense, you know, we went out after, so.
Did she apologize? No, she did not, because you paused too long. So, you know what? I'm going to give her a chance to, I don't know, do a big apology, have her maybe, I don't know what she should do. It's just to say, you know what? I was drunk as an asshole, and it wasn't my place to say anything. I'm not a stand-up. I'm sure all of them think they can be stand-ups. I just did a thing on this on my show the other day, saying how many reality stars just want to be stand-ups, just want to do it, think they can do it because they said one line when they were drunk one day that's now been made into t-shirts and people screaming at them. So they think like they got the one-liners, they can say it, people like them. And then
the new Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes, they just think they could just, and it's like, okay, go for it, but not at a real comic. Another real comic's expense is what I'm saying. Like, if you want to go put a tour together with all the Real Housewives husbands and you know, Bachelorette, some people that want to be stand-ups, and this guy from 90 Day Fiance. If you want to put a show together and put them at the Mohegan Sun, and people with their hard-earned money want to spend it on that versus seeing real comics, then that's on you. But do not ruin someone's show. How much time were you given?
I was doing like a 9-minute set.
Great. So she took like 5.5, 6 minutes of your time. And it's hard to get like time.
Yeah, so I was pumped you didn't to do 9 minutes.
You got what?
Somebody was trying to defend me on Twitter and just made it worse. They were like, yeah, this comedian's like trying hard. He's a nobody. Probably gets paid like literally nothing, like probably $30 to the show. Like, this guy's like, you got to give this guy a break. So I replied saying, this person's an absolute liar. This is false. I was paid $0 for the show.
Of course. I mean, you listen, I didn't make money forever doing stand-up. You were just so happy to have a spot. You were so happy that people were in the audience. So you get this night, you're all excited. You invite a few friends. This bitch. Well, listen, the good news is you got to be on Juicy Scoop out of it. So get ready for your life to change.
Yes, this is the day. I've been waiting. All my prayers are being...
So you go out to dinner after and was there any scoop? You know, Ebony and Ramona are not fans of each other. Do you know this?
I don't really know the inside info on that. Apparently, when I said Ramona, it was like I made fun of. I said JCPenney again, the bugaboo word. No, we went out to dinner. It was a scene. I mean,
where'd you go out to dinner?
Buzz wedding. We took way more pictures at dinner than that wedding. That was the best man. So, I mean, it was, I think we walked in. They're like, no, got to do it again. Need more pictures. I was like, can I just go to the bathroom? Then we went to dinner. I got a free steak. Thank you for dinner to whoever
who picked
paid.
Up the bill.
Not me.
Was it Ebony?
Like 15 people. Yeah, I don't know. They were like, we'll take it. I was like, you ruined my set, Ebony. You could pay for my steak. You know what I mean? And I want all the hummus. And I went up to the waiter. I was like, hey, this is going to be a long dinner. I need a double Jack and Coke every 10 minutes until I leave. But, it was an interesting evening.
Now, were there any other Real Housewives besides Ebony there?
Yes. So it was Bronwyn, who's a sweetheart. Barbara.
Did you bring her lesbian lover?
I don't know.
Well, lucky for you, you can go to page 6 because she was with her in Miami and she called the paparazzi and the paparazzi got a picture of Bronwyn with her now third lesbian girlfriend since she left her husband and 7 children back in LA to live a lesbian life in New York. So she was there. Okay, who else?
Yes. That Bronwyn, that is correct. That was quite the life story there. Very succinct too. Great
Thank
job,
you.
Heather.
I have a gift. Go on.
You're very talented. Then Barbara was there. She was very nice.
Oh yes, Barbara's been on my show. She is a little bit of a lesbian too. She's a lesbian light. Dabbled in and out throughout the years. And she was only on one season of The Housewives as well. Okay, continue. Who else?
I think it was just those three. There were some other in the business friends, I suppose. But there was one of the girls that heckled me. I think her name is Victoria.
Wait, there was another girl heckling you besides Ebony while you're on stage?
Yeah.
So they were heckling other comics too.
Well, this
besides
girl
you.
Wouldn't stop talking, and I like the light was right in my face, so I turned, and she was wearing sunglasses. It's 9 o'clock at night, so I was just making fun of her.
That's how it all gets.
And then, like Ebony was great. You know, I know you're full. Come on, Ebony. But like, you know, in her, it's not the worst thing in the world. It wasn't. She did.
I just think you were hungry. I think you're hungry, and you don't want to say anything mean. Because you got a free steak out of it. But as a comedian, you have to stick with the other comedians and let these people know this is not okay. You can handle it because you're a nice delight. But other people may not be so nice. Now, obviously, if this has happened in other shows, you know.
Yeah, like if that happened to Mark Norman or Aaron Berg, it would have been a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they would have done, but that's probably happened to them before. So I don't know.
I think it's also different when, you know, you're the guy and it's a girl and it's 2021. You know, it's
yeah, like, I was like, did I say something? She was like, it's about re-respecting a Black queen. And I was like, I don't even have any material on that. I was like, did I forget? Did I slip in my Black queen joke into my set before it got interrupted? So I couldn't, I was playing catch up on all accounts. So yeah, I'm just, I bring a lot of trouble to the table. But I did FaceTime my mom at dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, watch this show with my mom. How many housewife shows are there? And then I was like, do you know who Ebony K. Williams is? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm out to dinner with a bunch of the housewives. She's like, what? So I was like, can I FaceTime you? So I was like, Ebony, here's my mom. And Ebony probably did her classic, like, okay, I'm speaking to a fan. Like, let me get into it. And
yeah.
She was like, oh my God, that's your mom. Looks like your sister. Oh. And my mom was like wearing her like TMJ mouth guard. She still looks stunning. But yeah, they were FaceTiming for a while. And then my mom ended the call. She was like, Sam, don't hook up with these women. I was like, okay, mom, have a good night. But yeah, it was an interesting dinner. They all went out to drinks. So I was like, you know what? I'm housewife out for the evening. I'm gonna bid you all adieu. Thanks for the ass slap.
Wow. And this was last night or the night before?
So this happened 2 weeks ago. I just posted the clip.
Oh, like, this was just 2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay. That, yeah. Okay.
It was then, before Thanksgiving.
That's why. Okay. Cause then Bronwyn had to leave New York, then go to Miami Beach, call the paparazzi, have them get photos.
She had to go to Miami Beach.
Yes. Then get the photos on the beach with her new lesbian lover. And then, of course, they posted it on the day of Real Housewives of OC premiere, which she's no longer a part of. Well, I thought this was some juice. I appreciate getting to know you. What is your deal? Are you single?
I am single. Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old. I live Lower East Side of Manhattan. I do stand up. And I did want to say, we're actually planning a show with, I don't know if you're going to like this piece of information. We're planning a show, Chanel and I, for the All-Star Comedy Show. Another show with Ebony, potentially, where they do, like, it's in the works. Like, we're going to plan another show. And I'll write them some material to help out. We'll keep JCPenney's name out of it. We'll see how that goes. But
Ebony's going to do stand up.
Yeah. Well, I was like at dinner. If it was any other, you know, because I was about to go out to dinner with her. I'm not going to yell at someone I'm about to sit across from the table. So I was just like, listen. This was any other situation, I would be like screaming at her. I'd be like, you think you like did a thing? I'm like, comedy in the city. Yes. Like we did. Like, no, you ruined my set. Like I had to speak to my therapist the next morning. But the whole point is like, I was like, you grabbed the mic from me. You're clearly comfortable with the microphone. All of you should do a show. And they're like, oh yeah, you should do it, Ebony. And then yeah, so we're trying to do that. We'll see how that goes.
Well, all my predictions.
But
come
she'll
true.
Probably heckle me again. She's not gonna like them. She's not gonna like anything I do.
The bigger story here is I predicted this whole thing. I literally put it out in the universe, and it fucking happens. Every reality star, not every, at least 15 to 18%, believe they can do stand up and kill it. And you are now part of the problem. But good luck to you. You're still cute. You're still funny in your own right. And you're going to be responsible for creating monsters. But you're the one that has to go to bed with yourself at night.
Exactly. Well, thank you for standing up for me. You're so supportive. I've never, like, this doesn't happen to me specifically where somebody does something, you know, rude to me or, you know, me, and somebody's like, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, yeah, thank you. Everyone, because everyone the whole night was like, oh, you crushed it, Ebony. I was like, nobody's standing up for me. So this is
because people, because they don't have,
I really appreciate it, Heather.
Because they don't have the, because people don't get it. Like in their defense, people, sometimes I say about hecklers and about people like this, they are not educated in how to behave at a comedy club.
That's not the forum to chime in.
The other thing is Ebony hates Ramona because she thinks she's like rude to the staff because one time she called her help the help. So that became a big thing. And it's like, she was rude to an actual performer who's an artist. Ebony was rude to a person while they were performing. She had to take the limelight from herself. So I just like to point out hypocrites.
It was girls' night out. Just, what are you
going to
do?
Not okay.
What's your worst?
Because you're a white straight male, listen, I'm an ally of the white straight male kind. A lot of people will say it loud.
You're the first one.
I know, but you know why?
Amazing.
Because I too have self-interest. I'm raising two of your kind. Okay. So I don't like to see innocent white straight males that are trying to get ahead in this world as a comedian in the worst year in history to be a white straight male. You're doing your thing, you're a delight. You have a mother.
She's not lovely. Okay. Do you want to be my therapist? I'm like, I feel better than I felt in like 3 years right now. Can we chat? What are you doing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.?
Listen, I'm here for you. And I'm curious to see how the show turns out. I'm going to follow you along with all the other Juicy Scoopers. Now you're going to get some DMs from probably some horny girls, maybe some from some mothers that might want you for themselves or for their daughters. I think you're very cute. Are you pursuing acting as well?
I am, yes. And I do. I'm a writer as well. So yeah, the big three. But yeah, welcome. Encourage the DMs. Go for it.
Just don't be gross. Don't start asking for news.
I'm a nice guy. No,
just know that everything can be screen grabbed and shared. So if you now disappoint me in a gross way with a digital cyber imprint, I will not be happy. Okay, I'm fine with any juicy.
Don't worry.
Pursuing you, you can go see her. Switch right over to just talking on the phone. So there's no evidence of you being a creepo, okay? And then whatever you do on the side is your life.
First interaction over the phone, like a phone call.
I know that's aggressive.
1981 flirting, like in Seinfeld.
Guess what? Guess what? You know what? They can't screen grab what you said and post it all over the world, okay? If you actually talk to them on the phone or if you actually meet them in person. Think about it like that. Okay.
Will you email me the rest of that? I need to remember all of this. It's very useful information.
It's called.
Nobody's ever told me this.
Okay. I know. You joke about it, but nobody ever does.
No.
It's called meeting in person.
I'm too scared to take my shirt off. I don't think we need to worry about other pics. Don't worry.
What do you mean? You're adorable. What are you talking about? Listen, I'm excited for your life going forward. I don't know if we'll ever meet again. But
I hope we do. Maybe you could do the show, but now we're going to actually need like separate security because you'll get in a fight.
No,
if you have one gin and tonic.
No, I don't drink.
My head's swimming and then, oh man.
I don't drink when I perform. And unfortunately I've had to throw out even big fans of mine if they misbehave. And I go, look, I'm really sorry. I give them three chances. But look, I'm really sorry, but I can't, I'm doing an hour and 15 minutes. You cannot expect me to continue on. And I see that the thing that bothers me the most about people like this is they're not just throwing me off. They're disturbing everybody else that's watching the show. So, you know, it's just such rude behavior. And the thing is that Ebony always calls Ramona the rudest. Ebony is the rudest. And she should do 5 minutes on why she's a rude bitch. Listen, I got to go. Tell everybody where they can follow you and DM you their nudes and their under boob pictures.
Yes.
You know, under
email me.
Yeah.
I thought it was side boob, but yeah.
Where are you? You call me like boob. I'm out of touch because I talked about a phone call. Do you not notice that every girl is just showing the under cleavage, the under boob? That's the hot thing.
We're all aware.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's trendy. I'm here for it. I think most people are here for it, from me to Bronwyn to everyone. So yeah, I'm all in. But you can follow me on Instagram, sam.bloomstone. Twitter, Sam, find me, Venmo me if you want. Thank you, Heather, for having me on. My mom's going to be happy. And yeah, thank you so much. Go Housewives.
Thank you.